Or again, I think we are able to have an interactive discussion on a topic which is quite interesting, and I congratulate you on your approach, which has borne fruits. I think we are in a very good situation and a very good discussion. I just wanted to pick up on something that was mentioned, or a question that was put into the room by the Indian ambassador, and that was also mentioned to some extent by Australia and Pakistan. I think the definitions that we are currently discussing must not be confused with any regulation or prohibitions that we have to discuss as well. And this is one point that we have made consistently over the past years, that for a prohibition, we don't necessarily, that is based on functions, we don't necessarily need a full-fledged definition or characteristics, or even technical characteristics. As mentioned before, this is also not in line with a technology-neutral approach. And there's also a widespread assumption among several countries that autonomy works on a spectrum. So what we are doing here is very useful, but on the other hand, the definition that we are having here on the screen is not the prohibition. It's two different parts. At some point in the future, we will probably focus on the prohibition and the definition will not be relevant anymore. Still, as mentioned, it's a very good discussion, but the distinction between those two elements have to be clear, otherwise we are getting into a too confusing debate. And one point I also wanted to make, but Pakistan made it also before, we have protocols in the CCW where the definition sections describe the effects or the functioning of a weapon system, but do not provide a physical description or a more detailed definition of what it is. Just to make this point as well. Thank you.